The Cardinal Virtue of Prose by Arthur Clutton Brock. Prose of its very nature is longer than verse, and the virtues peculiar to it manifest themselves gradually. If the cardinal virtue of poetry is love, the cardinal virtue of prose is justice. And, whereas love makes you act and speak on the spur of the moment, justice needs inquiry, patience, and a control even of the noblest passions. By justice here, I do not mean justice only to particular people or ideas, but a habit of justice in all the processes of thought, a style tranquilized and a form molded by that habit. The master of prose is not cold, but he will not let any word or image inflame him with a heat irrelevant to his purpose. Unhasting, unresting, he pursues it, subduing all the riches of his mind to it, rejecting all beauties that are not germane to it, making his own beauty out of the very accomplishment of it, out of the whole work in its proportions, so that you must read to the end before you know that it is beautiful. But he has his reward, for he is trusted, and convinces, as those who are at the mercy of their own eloquence do not, and he gives the pleasure all the greater for being hardly noticed. In the best prose, whether narrative or argument, we are so led on as we read, that we do not stop to applaud the writer, nor do we stop to question him.